What's new in business news, April 11th, 2014? Free breakfast, number one for hotel guests, survey finds. Thailand returns to second largest rice exporter position, and Laos, China restart high-speed train project. Transportation. Laos, China restart high-speed train project. The long-delayed rail link between Laos and China will be revived after a pledge between their leaders. The Lao Prime Minister and the Chinese Premier confirmed that the project would go forward in a summit held ahead of an Asian-wide forum being held in Hainan Province on Tuesday. The high-speed rail project was supposed to launch in 2011 and complete next year, with 70% of the funding coming from China. But a Chinese firm pulled the plug on it. The 421-kilometer railway will run from the Lao-Chinese border in Yunnan Province to the capital in Vientiane. The railway in Laos will connect to the railway network in Thailand at Nong Khai and run to Singapore. Hotels and tourism. Free breakfast, most important for hotel guests, survey finds. Complimentary breakfasts seem to come first when global travelers choose their ideal hotel amenities, according to a survey by Hotels.com. Last year's number one amenity was free Wi-Fi, which fell to third position this year. An accessible restaurant was considered the second most important amenity. Next in the top 10 amenities for the ideal hotel were parking, smoke-free areas, and coffee and tea available in the lobby upon arrival. At the other end of the scale, the least important for travelers included child-friendly amenities, pet-friendly services, and hair salons. Conference centers and meeting rooms were also deemed to be one of the least important amenities, even though more than a third of the respondents, 35%, were business travelers. Travelers seem to have become fixated on where their next meal is coming from. And this is highlighted in the findings. Free Wi-Fi is still the most important for those when they are actually inside their hotel room, showing that keeping in contact while away remains a priority, followed by a bathroom with a shower and room size, while childcare in the room was voted the least important. Agriculture. Thailand returns to second largest rice exporter position. Thailand will export about 8.7 million tons of rice this year, ranking it the second largest exporter after India, according to the quarterly report of the UN Food and Agriculture Organizations, or FAO's, Rice Market Monitor. This puts Thailand's rice exports at 200,000 tons more than last projected and 2 million tons above the 2013 poor performance. India's exports would reach 9.5 million tons and Vietnam's 7.2 million tons. Thailand was the world's largest rice exporter for three decades, until the government's rice subsidy scheme hiked the price of its rice in 2012, making it uncompetitive on the global market. India and Vietnam surpassed the kingdom's exports in 2012 and 2013. After losing an estimated 400 billion baht to the program and failing to pay farmers for their last crop in the late 2013 season, Thailand is now selling its rice at market prices. Thailand's current stockpiles of rice are estimated at 18 million tons. Amid sustained efforts to curb its public inventories, Thailand is expected to capture much of the expansion in world demand. The FAO has forecast a 5% increase in global demand for rice this year, especially from China, which is expected to import 3.3 million tons, and the Philippines and Indonesia, which are expected to import 1.2 million and 1.1 million tons, respectively. Despite the higher global demand, prices may not be on the rise because of an anticipated increase in supply this year also.